For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
One of my main secrets is this. Everything that goes wrong in my life, I take full responsibility for.
100%.
Because number one, if it was somebody else that did it, I should have known better. Yep. I should have seen it. I should have not let it happen. Yep. When you do, that's a man, Andrew. When you can take everything on yourself so that the next time you don't make it happen,
yep.
It's such a benefit. And people don't get it. Oh, you know, this guy did me wrong. He did. Yeah, he did. Why did you let him do you wrong?
100%.
My fault. I should have seen it. I'm smart enough. I should have known this. I've been through this. If you always take responsibility yourself, you're 100% better in life.
You can't learn lessons if you're blaming everybody else for what happens to you.
Exactly. That's another thing I just cannot stand about our president. The guy never cops to anything.
Yeah.
Everything is somebody else's fault. It's this, it's that. It wasn't my fault. I did everything right. These are all, I just can't take that in somebody. Even with my kids, my son. Well, Dad, it wasn't my fault. Yes, it was.
Yep.
Yes, it was. Even if it wasn't, it's your fault.
Because that's how you learn and prevent it.
Right.
And if you have that mentality, it also makes you stronger mentally, I think, to deal with the difficult things in life. Because if you go to jail and you believe and you were set up, and a lot of people have, and you're like, oh, the system's wrong, this is wrong, this person lied, I'm a victim, poor me, I don't think that's the right position of strength. I think you go into jail and go, okay, that's all garbage. Yes, it's a matrix attack, XYZ. However, I could have done this, this, and this, and now it's my chance to do this, this, and this, so I don't waste the next few years of my life. And I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna do my very best to be the person I know I can be. And it gives you a degree of fearlessness. If I blame everything else, I have no control. If I blame myself that I can influence it, I have control over it. So 75% of people blame other people or they blame other things. I lost my business because of COVID. No, you lost your business because of you. I lost my girl because her friends were hoes. No, you lost your girl because of you. And you lost your car because of you. And it's all your fault because that's the only thing that gives you control and power. Let's say the other 20%. Which brings up to 95% of the total of the populace, will look at a situation in which they lose and they might self-analyze and they might try and learn from the loss and they'll try and find the feedback involved in the loss to make sure they don't lose again, which is obviously better than not analyzing at all.
At all, yeah.
And the top 5%, the absolute highest echelon, are people who are going to analyze every decision they've ever made, win or lose.
The world is competitive. It's player versus player. A lot of people don't understand that. Every single thing of value that you want, the reason it has value and the reason you want it is because other people want it. That hot girl you want, other men want. That's why you want her, to get her, to show it's valuable. If no one else wanted her, she wouldn't be considered hot. And then you wouldn't want her at all. That's the exact point of it. So you're always competing against other people. Every dollar you want, somebody else wants. Every car you want, somebody else wants. It's completely and utterly competitive. And it doesn't matter what structure you put on top of society. That's base human nature. And if you're going to be a loser...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And you're not going to take self-accountability, and you're not going to wake up and realize that absolutely everything in your life is your own fault and you can affect it, then you are going to lose. And I'm done, Zuby. I'm done feeling sorry for these people. I don't feel sorry for them. Don't feel not an ounce of pity anymore. Don't give a shit because they decided to be losers.
You need to, as a man, adopt the mindset that absolutely everything that happens to you is completely and utterly your fault, whether it's good or bad. And most men don't have that. Most men don't have that. When the Matrix was attacking me and they were destroying me, when they're calling up my exes trying to get fake fucking charges on me and put me in jail, when they close my bank accounts and I use $10, $11 million, when they ban me on all across all social medias and lie about me, when they harass my family, I'm sitting there going, this is my fault. All of this is me. I got here. It's my fault. I'm not going, that was unfair. It was orchestrated. The NGOs worked against me. Because that is not helpful.
So it's accountability.
It's 100% accountability in all things. But also when I go out there and I start the Bugatti, it's like, that's me. This is my fault. The car is my fault and the big house is my fault and everything that ever goes wrong
Successes
is my fault.
And the failures.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to take complete and utter accountability for everything. You can't make excuses ever. Yeah. There's never an excuse. Chess is a fantastic game because in the game of chess, there's no luck. If you lose, no matter how well you play, if you lose, at some point you made a mistake. Mm. Even if it's the most minor mistake, you made a mistake. So you learn to understand that no matter what happens to you, if you lose a scenario, you made a mistake. Maybe it's a tiny one. Maybe it was 2 years ago, whatever, but you made a mistake and you learn absolute and utter accountability for yourself. And that mentality is extremely powerful to apply to all things in life. The position I'm in now as the most hated man in the world, although I agree and I truly believe it's unfair, I still take complete responsibility for it. I'm not gonna sit here and say, I'm telling you why it happened when I talk about TikTok and YouTube shorts, but I'm not gonna blame them. Absolutely, they're a company making money and they're monetizing the best they can, fantastic. All of this is my fault. But the Bugatti on my drive is my fault. And the yacht is my fault. The private jet's my fault. So it's all my fault. So I take the good with the bad. I take all responsibility for absolutely everything, including if a woman leaves me, if a woman stays, if I end up heartbroken, if I end up filled with rage, I take responsibility for that. If something happens to me that makes me enraged, I will take responsibility. Why has this happened to me? Why do I feel this way? How did I end up in this position? Is this healthy in this scenario? And sometimes it is. I've had scenarios in my life where I was prepared to die to protect somebody else, and I was enraged, and it was healthy. I've also had times where I'm in a room by myself, enraged, sitting there going, this is no good for anybody. I need to just calm the fuck down. Mm-hmm. So emotions are feedback, but stoicism is the ability to process it. And that's what you need to be learn as a man. You're never going to be able to turn them off. You're going to feel them. You have to learn how to process them and turn them into a positive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.